"Are you ready?" Eugene says. "We better hit the road." You put your arms around your mother. You don't know why. She changes when you do this. You can feel her getting soft in your arms. "I'll send word, Ma, when I get there."
"Do,"
she says. "It'll be night before I do."
"I know,"
she says.
"The journey's long."
Eugene takes the suitcase and you follow him outside. The cherry trees are bending. The sheepdogs follow you. You walk on, past the flower beds, the pear trees, on out towards the car. Eugene turns the engine and tries to make some joke, starts down the avenue. You look again at your handbag, your ticket, your passport. "You will get there," you tell yourself. Eugene stops in the avenue before the gates.
"Da gave you nothing." "Sure he didn't."
"What?"
"I know he didn't. You needn't let on."
"It doesn't matter.
All I have is a £20 note. I can send you money later on. It doesn't matter." "There's something you should know," Eugene says.
"Oh?"
"I'm not staying."
"What do you mean?"
"I'm giving up the land. They can keep it."
"What?
Can you see me living here with them until the end of their days? Could you see me bringing a woman in?"
"What woman could stand it? I'd have no life." "But what about all the work you've done, all the time?"
"I don't care about any of that," he says. "All that is over."
"Where will you go?"
"I don't know. I'll rent some place."
"Where?"
"I don't know yet. I was waiting until you left. I didn't think any further."
"You didn't stay on my account."
He slows the car and looks over. "I did," he says.
"But I wasn't much use, was I, sis? You couldn't be there all the time."
"No," he says.
"I suppose I couldn't."